Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Bryant Rasmussen. Of course, he heads Atlantic Parks and Rec. Good morning to you, Bryant.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. And I know you are always good because you're always doing something fun.
Absolutely.
And the first fun thing I just want you to comment on, because I heard you say something about the other day, is the disc golf course in Atlantic.
Yeah, it once again was ranked as one of the top disc golf courses in the state of Iowa. And then I had something pass my direction that showed that it was ranked as one of the top courses within, I can't remember, the United States or the world, but still either way, it is a phenomenal opportunity that we have right here in Atlantic, and is something that is utilized constantly. And I know the Atlantic Disc Golf Club here in town does a phenomenal job of making sure that the scorecards are up to date and the maps and the signs and everything like that. They really help us out to make sure that we have one of the best facilities to offer, not just in the state of Iowa, but throughout the United States.
For everybody to have fun. And you do have equipment. If somebody says, I don't know, where should I start? You do have some equipment people can borrow.
We have plenty of discs that people can take advantage of. If you haven't played disc golf before, it is a lot like golf, so there are a number of different discs that you can utilize, your drivers, mid-range, putters, things like that, and we offer all of those so that way you can get the full kind of idea of what it feels like to play disc golf.
Amazing, Bryant, amazing. So now, I said, you're always having fun, and I know you have some fun activities planned for this month coming up.
Yeah, so I want to start off with, we do have pool passes for sale right now. So you can go down to City Hall and you can purchase those. We are working on trying to get that opened up, so that'll hopefully be something that'll be opened up right around the corner for us. As far as activities that we have going on June 25th, we have our Yard Olympics. It's our inaugural Yard Olympics that we're doing. And it is just, it's a fun opportunity to get out, play an assortment of yard games like bags, bocce ball, ladder golf. We have about, 8 or 9 more different games that people can play, and it's just going to be a friendly competition where you come out and you challenge other teams to see if you can become, an Olympic champion. Absolutely. And we have fun with it. We're going to have an Olympic torch, and we'll be playing the Olympic theme song. We're going to go all out in order to make it as fun as possible.
And where is this happening?
So we're going to do 1 o'clock out at Sunnyside in the rec area right there by our shop, because we have the horseshoe pits and that little flat section next to the retaining wall is an actual bocce ball court. It is designed exactly for that. So we're going to try and utilize that area as well as allow people to kind of see what that space is actually supposed to be used for.
And, I had somebody the other day say, where is Parks and Rec? Now, I know you're all over the city in parks, but where is your building and where is this location you're talking about?
So our main office is 1200 Sunnyside Lane, right out at Sunnyside Park. It is across the road from Lindemann's. That's kind of how we're identified a lot of the times. But we're there, and if people have questions or need to get a hold of us, they can call 243-3542 is an easy way in order for people to contact us.
Okay. And is this for all ages, this Olympic game?
It is definitely for all ages. We're not going to say that, you can't participate, because you never know what game someone's going to be good at and what game someone's going to struggle with. So you might need to put together the perfect team in order to bring home the Olympic gold.
All right. So sounds like fun. Like I say, you always have something going. So that's a B. What else is going on?
So we will start our summer programs for kind of our youth in the facility. So we'll have we have our tennis that'll be starting up soon, and we'll have our summer swim team, both of which you can sign up for on our website at atlanticiowa.com. But we are offering Art in the Park again this year. So our first Tuesday will be June 7th at 9 a.m. out at City Park. And then we will go every Tuesday after that. There will be more information coming about what parks we're going to be at, because we like to move it around throughout the summer just to make sure that we reach everybody and give everybody the opportunity to come to this. But we do have some fun art activities that we're going to be doing, building different birdhouses and bird feeders and, doing some stuff with clay this year. So we're really trying to branch out and see, what art things we can add into that program.
Do you have a suggested age for people who take
We do. I mean, most of the time for this one, We have more youth and kids, and then we do offer an adult art in the park that usually we'll be looking at probably in July sometime. We'll offer that as well. But that doesn't mean that we turn people away if they show up and say, we want to do this. Because we're all about trying to make sure that we offer as many activities and trying to make sure that we offer as many free activities as we possibly can. And this is just another one that we like to offer, and we don't want to tell people that they can't come to it just because they're a certain age.
Okay. Now, you talked about this being in different parks, so people are close by. I heard you say something the other day about how close kids are, well, families, I should say, to parks, that they don't have to travel very far no matter where they live.
We have 11 parks that we maintain, and if you were to split it up into different sections, we have it set up so that way a kid can get to a park within the city of Atlantic without having to cross a major highway or road. So it's just a matter of knowing, you know, what parks are within your facility, and then, you know, you should be able to get to it relatively easily. Now, we are working, hopefully, to increase the routes through town to make some safe routes so we can get to those. But, yeah, you can get access anywhere.
That to me is... I don't know how many other places can make that claim. That is absolutely amazing.
It's definitely a great thing to have.
You bet. So, something else on your activity list there?
So, we are going to offer our block party. This year it's going to be July 9th. So July is National Parks and Recreation Month, so what better way to celebrate that than to have a party out at Sunnyside Park? So we'll run that from 12 to 4. We'll have carnival games, and we'll have our rec games and different activities out there. And then we will end the night with 6 o'clock. We'll have a live band out there on the historic bandstand out at Sunnyside as well. So we're trying to really make an all-day event out of it. And then we will have other activities coming with that for National Parks and Rec, trying to promote the different trails that we have, the different activities that we have to offer, recreational equipment, all of those fun things that can be taken advantage of free of charge throughout the summer, especially with school getting out here relatively soon.
Yes, that's happening. Anything else on your activity list? Or, I mean, I know there's stuff going on all the time, but I wanted to talk about, you mentioned trails. There's a map available that people can get if they want to know where trails are and where parks are.
Yeah, so they have. So there is the Cass County Trails map that is currently out. But we are currently in the process of finalizing and getting them printed out right now with a walkability map that will show exactly where all of the parks and different trails and amenities are, not just Atlantic Parks and Rec stuff, but things within the city of Atlantic. So then it will allow them to see what restaurants are here in town, you know, different businesses, whether you want to go shopping or you need in a hardware store, everything like that. We have all of that stuff kind of compiled onto one map, and so it'll be beneficial for not only the people that live in Atlantic, but if there's a visitor coming in town and looking for something specific, they can utilize this map to take advantage of everything that Atlantic has to offer.
And you said this is in the works, they're not quite ready?
They're getting printed currently.
Oh, okay.
So they should be out here relatively shortly. We will have some hard copy ones that will go out in our Sunnyside Park, Shelburgs, City Park. And then we are looking at getting one along the Bull Creek pathway once all the construction gets done. But then we are getting some trifolds made so that way those can go out to the different businesses and you can have in your different holders. So that way if someone comes in, you can give it to them and they can just take it and go.
And online?
It'll be up on our website as well.
Okay. So that's a great way to get acquainted with things, but we have to know that that's available. You just have to keep talking, don't you?
I love talking about it, so...
Well, so some other things I want to talk about is all that equipment. We mentioned the disc golf equipment, but that's just one little thing that you have equipment for.
It is one of 33 pieces of equipment that we have, and those are year-round pieces of equipment. So we do have stuff for the wintertime, but during the summer months, we have a host of yard games, so such as your bags, ladder golf, bocce ball, Connect Four. We have board games. We have card games. But then if you're looking to be a little bit more active, we have scooters, skateboards, we have bikes, we have all the helmets to go with it. We have a lot of things which are up on our website for people to see, and they are free of charge for them to use. And the fact that we are a small town that offer big city amenities, we're not chasing people down if you don't turn it in the next day. If you want to check it out on a Friday and then bring it back on a Monday, that's what we're here for.
And what's your website?
It's atlanticiowa.com. And then you just have to go to the Parks and Rec section of that website. We do occasionally throughout the year post stuff on our Facebook page to try and promote certain things that are coming up and these activities. So if you do find us on Facebook, we're constantly pushing stuff out that you might be able to utilize.
So either of those sites would be good places to go to say, I want to borrow something, or where is that park at, and where can I go walking? So thank you so much, Bryant Rasmussen, head of Atlantic Parks and Rec, for visiting with us today. And here's a thought from Nate Silver. By playing games, you can speed up your learning curve to develop the right kind of thought processes.